we actually kicked that around and asked ourselves, well, when would such a thing happen? And what would be the dynamics that would be going on in a meeting at the highest levels of governments about when one should do it? And clearly, panic is always something that people talk about. There's different levels of panic. There's also economic panic. And clearly, it makes more sense to try to get this thing happening at, if it has to happen. And we talked about management of the news cycle. Don't let it happen when the stock market can react to it. And the, so we have gone out on a limb and said it's quite likely it will be a Friday afternoon after the stock market closes. Now, the media won't like that because they don't get to – the media likes a story served up early in the morning so that they can process it and begin the news cycle in the morning. But that's probably not what's going to happen because having the weekend for people to talk about it and assimilate it, and then for the people who are divulging the information to analyze how the public is taking it seems like a pretty reasonable way to start managing this story.
Well, the media isn't going to like a lot of what happens in the scenarios that you describe, and deservedly so, and we'll get into that in a bit. Rich, I want to start with you in sort of in general terms, and then we'll get into some specific institutions and how they would react. What would happen in the first minute? What would happen in the first hour? What jumps out at you in that, those scenarios?
First minute, we're going to be dealing with a lot of people just utterly bewildered, shocked, almost trying to grab themselves by the seat of the pants, wondering, wait, is this absolutely real? You can't be telling me this is real. Disbelief, a lot of disbelief. I think that'll continue probably for the first hour. but what we'll start seeing, cell phone calls. I mean, think 9/11, how the world reacted on that day, and I think we'll be getting something along the same lines here. People calling their family, people calling their friends, phone lines probably being pushed right to the max and beyond. Are you okay? Where are you? Get home. This type of thing. You know, people being called in home from work and so forth. Definitely, I think you can really see that. People going to their church or synagogue or temple during the first day. I think you can expect a lot of people getting together for religious worship and services. It's a day of really, I think, people coming together to in fear, in many cases, fear of the unknown, of what actually this all portends. And then I think really with the first week, you're going to start getting some questions, some serious questions. And this is where I think disclosure becomes a very difficult proposition for any leadership. People are going to be asking, hey, wait, disclosing. So all this time, you've been telling us UFOs don't exist, but they do, right? So how have you kept this secret from the world? What does that say about our society, that our political institutions, our journalistic institutions for the most part, our academic, scientific institutions, where have they been and why have they been out of it? That'll be a question. Then more serious will be questions about, are you actually doing all these black budget programs like some people have been claiming, and where are they? What's the nature of them? Do you have secret technology that has been alleged that can do all kinds of advanced exotic things? And then it gets further, have people been abducted? This will be one of the early questions I think that will be asked, because, look, after all, if you admit that there are other beings here interacting with us on Earth, suddenly all of these many claims of people who've been taken and acted upon by other entities, somehow now that doesn't seem so crazy. And there's going to be a lot of forward motion to deal with that, and that will not be an easy question, probably, for political leadership to deal with. And the questions will simply multiply and accelerate from that point onward. There's going to be a very mixed reaction people have toward their military. On the one hand, they're going to be angry with the military for having been involved in covering up this information for all these years. On the other hand, they're going to look to the military, very probably, for protection, if need be, from whoever these other people have to be. If, in fact, we decide as a world that there's some reason to be afraid. And again, that comes down to how we're going to interpret who these other beings are. the really unsatisfying part of a post-disclosure scenario, I think as we were working this out, it really dawned on us, is that it really could be a very unsatisfying result, in that we may not have an awful lot more information about these other beings than we do now. You know, it could very well be a case in which we get to a point where we have enough information to prove definitively as a society that, yes, they're here, but it may not be enough to pull them down and put them at the podium next to the president during the press conference. And so